I'm Andrew Rogers. KRDO News Time is coming up on 5:12. Joining me on the KRDO Newsline, as he does every Monday at this time, is Ryan Plunkett with Edward Jones for our weekly market wrap. And Ryan, what happened in the markets last week?
Well, Andrew, for the weekly market wrap ending Friday the 22nd of January, equities finished the week slightly off record highs as investors continue to balance the positive news and near-term challenges that we're seeing. In focus is the $1.9 trillion fiscal stimulus proposal from the Biden administration and worsening coronavirus news coupled with the vaccine rollout. Republicans have shown some resistance to such a sizable stimulus plan, concerned mainly about the long-term sustainability of the government deficit levels.
And Ryan, what did we see in the markets today?
Well, Andrew, today equities were mixed, with the S&P 500 gaining 0.4%. and the Dow dropping 37 points to start the week. Global equities were mixed as well, with Asian markets higher and European markets finishing to the downside. Interest rates were notably lower as well, with the 10-year Treasury yield down to 1.04%. The virus situation and fiscal stimulus really remain the primary guides for the market. Over the weekend, the Biden administration reaffirmed its focus on vaccine distribution, noting the goal for at least 100 million doses in the next 100 days. And challenges in that distribution could represent short-term risks to the market's current position, while the eventual mass rollout of the vaccine is, in Edward Jones's view, the key upside catalyst for the economy. And in the meantime, stocks could be sensitive to changes in that timeline, but we think the broader outlook of an economic rebound later this year remains supportive to the bull market ahead. And Washington and the virus will likely share some of the spotlight this week with corporate earnings announcements, with over 23% of the S&P 500 releasing results, including tech bellwethers like Apple, Facebook, and Microsoft. And while U.S. indexes are trading at elevated valuations, and we have heard some bubble references out there, we at Edward Jones don't think that stocks are currently trending in that lofty valuation level that we saw in the late 90s. But we do believe that the current elevated valuations do reduce that cushion against potential periodic disappointment. So we think markets are pricing in an economic recovery and a healthy rebound in corporate earnings this year, which we think will take shape and bring those valuations back to a more reasonable level.
This has been your weekly market wrap, brought to you by Edward Jones financial advisor Ryan Plunkett, member SIPC, serving individual investors with personalized attention and financial advice. Ryan, if anyone wants some more information, how can they go about getting a hold of you?
Absolutely. If they have any questions at all or how the events that we're currently seeing in the market and the economy impact their retirement goals, you can find us at 5713 Constitution Avenue. That's the southwest corner of Constitution and Powers. Or you can give us a call at 719-380-1177.
All right, Ryan, thank you so much, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Thank you. Have a great week.
You as well.